Wisconsin Republican Party members and officials concluded their annual convention this weekend in Milwaukee. Delegates listened to a host of speeches from party leaders, including Governor Scott Walker and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. There were also votes on a number of proposals, including one that favored secession and another that called for the state to refuse to comply with certain federal laws. Joining us to discuss the convention this morning is Marquette Assistant Professor of Political Science, Julia Azzeri. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
What did you make of the state Republican convention?
The convention itself performs kind of a symbolic role, and I felt like, as far as symbolism goes, there was a lot to see. On the one hand, you have a kind of push to rally around Walker's reelection bid, which is one of the central points of this convention. You also had debate over the secession plank, debate about Common Core, some national speakers talking about national issues. So you had a lot of competition for this symbolic component of what will be the core message that the party will rally around.
Of course, secession and Common Core and nullification, for that matter, were all dismissed. They were not approved by those in attendance. But the fact that they came up at all, does that have some lasting implication?
I think that it does. Even if the faction within the Republican Party that supports those kinds of positions is small in number, it's strong, it's organized, and it's vocal.
The fact that the Republican Party has been so unified, and we see that, of course, from a legislative point of view with the passage of such things as Act 10, this factionalism, as it might present itself, could that have anything to do with that unification that the party has had statewide for the opening years of Walker's tenure in Madison?
I think that's possible. I think that we do see this trend where parties come in, they come strong, they understand what they're about, they're unified in opposition to the previous administration and what came before. And in Walker's case, I think there's also he came in the 2010 wave where there's some opposition to the Obama administration. And now that the Obama administration is winding down and that coalition has been in there for a while, that allows for the possibility of infighting. But I think the other lesson here is that this isn't just about Wisconsin state-level issues. What's happening in the Wisconsin party is really reflecting what's happening in the national party and some of the major philosophical debates that are happening with this coalition of Republicans that really has been strong since the early 1980s. The Tea Party, and more broadly, this emphasis on some of these more procedural questions about, you know, does the state have the right to secede? Does the state have the right to nullify federal law, which nullification hadn't been taken seriously since the 1830s up until recently. And these kind of things are probably not going to have a substantive impact, but they demonstrate this symbolic commitment to rethinking the federal government, rethinking everyone's kind of agreement about the rules of the game. What I see happening here, and which I've written about recently, is a conflict within the Republican Party that's not just about moderate and conservative, but really is about establishment versus insurgent, and this kind of impulse in the party to break away, to embrace the rebellion as a political strategy, as opposed to people within the party like Walker, who may be very conservative in their policy views, but who want to distance themselves from some of these more radical strategies.
So is this the last we've heard of this kind of thinking?
I don't think so at all. I think that with no incumbent presidential candidate, that we're going to see this stuff at the national stage. From my perspective, what we should be kind of looking at is how some of these issues will play out in Wisconsin and then will play out nationally.
Professor, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.